Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, the origin of words with Dr. Bernard Walker.
And a very pleasant good evening to you. I'm Dr. Bernard Walker with a fascinating word we're going to study today. How are words formed? How was the English language passed down to us as we know it today? Well, of course, the English language we know today is not quite the same language that is spoken, say, by the Celts. Certainly not the same language spoken by the ancient Brits. That is a language that was fused by the Germanic tongues and eventually was the Saxon influence. It's fascinating how the Saxon and Anglo influence, primarily Germanic influence, eventually changed the very words that we know today. But today on The Origin of Words, I'd like to take a fascinating look at the word inauguration. Inauguration. Where does this word come from? Why do we have it? Certainly today we understand it as a word that refers primarily to the celebration, the celebratory mood, if you will, of the incoming president, whether he be incumbent or a new president here of the United States of America. Certainly could be applied to any incoming leader of any nation. But inauguration has its origins actually in the 18th century when we began, fascinatingly enough, to drink eggnog. That's correct, eggnog, which is celebrated at the time of season we traditionally know as Christmas. I'm not very much of a Christmas fan myself, being an atheist. Of course, that's probably a discussion for another time. But I've always had a very, I would say, a rather negative response to Christmas. I've never liked it very much. Never been a big fan of Santa Claus and all that. That's why the origin of the word eggnog, inauguration, I should say, is because of eggnog. Now, eggnog, as you know, eggnog. Now, what happened was people would drink the eggnog. Now, not wanting to be unseemly and certainly not wanting to press the issue with mixed company or sensitive people, I would say that when one drinks a liquid of some kind, one does have the need within a few hours to expel such liquid, of course, in the process. And I think I can mention it here without being in too much bad taste that it's called urination, or to urinate. Well, if you take eggnog and put it together with the word urination, you get inauguration. So inauguration originally was, one would say, well, I'm very pleased to have spent an evening in your home, but I must go home and inaugurate, as in expel the eggnog in urination. So inauguration was that act of urinating eggnog. Now then, we then...
All right, get him out of here.
Wait a minute, I'm not done.
Get him out of
here. What the hell?
Get the clown on.
Well, I've never in my life...
Get this freak out of here.
Bloody bastard!
It's time for Eddie the Clown. We'll be right back after this word from Wheaties.
You bastards!
Just get him out of here.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
1-800-449-8686. So that's where inauguration comes from. Expelling eggnog. Phil Hendry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686. Tonight, Gary Snail's Computer Show, Earl Pant's Car Talk, and we'll have Margaret Gray on. And Margaret is in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. She will be covering it, and she'll be on with us to talk about the ins and the outs and all the things going on there. Dean Wheeler of the Northern California Political Action Community will be with us to discuss his boycotting of the inauguration. Mr. Wheeler was a big Kerry supporter, so he will join us as well. And I wanted to get to a little bit of email as we start out the show. We also have coming up very briefly, a flashback by request. But after yesterday's Father James McWhorter's hour, when the father came on and said that the tsunami was God's way of baptizing a whole lot of people at once, we did receive some mail and some criticism from people. Here's one. Phil, a quick note. I get your show. I understand the satire angle, making fun of over 160,000 deaths via a stupid Catholic priest character saying it was a baptism? No. I think you crossed the line on this one. I think you're an original guy and generally enjoy your shows, but not this one. It was not satire. It was just mean, wrong, and insensitive. I think you owe your fans an apology. Well, first of all, John, satire is humor that comes from a point of view. What I was trying to say, what are you pointing at, bud? I'm getting into with something. What are you pointing at?
I'm looking at the phone.
I see the phone. What about it?
It's Mr. Hall.
Well, I'm not going to take the call. I'm explaining. Satire.
He says you got to take.
Yeah, David.
I'm sorry, Larry, but what are you doing?
I'm talking about an email.
The guy got a million calls today from people saying that they were bugged about you having a big laugh over 160,000, Sri Lankans washed up on a beach. And did you say that a lot of dead Sri Lankans in the ocean look like so many Coast Guard buoys?
No, I did not.
Well, somebody said you did.
Well, see, that's just it. All this mail.
Well, a guy said you said that a whole lot of dead babies in the water, you wouldn't know the difference between those and swimming buoys.
Bull crap. I never said a thing like that. You got to believe me.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. What? Are you crazy?
Sure, one of the characters didn't say it, like a made-up voice, one of those things you do. You know that whole thing you do?
No, I wouldn't have a character. Well, I don't think I...
Aha! So it might have been said.
No, it wasn't.
Somebody called up and said that a lot of floating dead Sri Lankan babies to you looks like a lot of Coast Guard boys, like they're all tied together telling you not to go out and swim with the sharks.
I never, ever said anything as insensitive and idiotic as that.
What do you think, bud?
Yeah, I believe him.
Oh, what do you think, bud?
Oh, I gotta check with him.
You know, one of these days, David, I want to talk to you about having that drooling idiot sitting there with one hand on the hotline to you. Every time I say something, he picks up the phone.
I hired that guy to keep a special watch on your show.
You know, sometimes I wonder why you even got me working here.
What do you mean?
Why do you have me working here?
What's that supposed to mean? You trying to try some reverse psychology on me?
No, man. Every time you're calling me up, you don't like this, you don't like that.
I want to keep you in line. They're dusting the hot seat. I can't even think any longer.
Best enough to...
I know what I'm trying to say. Now, the FCC's been banging that...
You've been using that FCC excuse for 8 months. I ain't done nothing to get the FCC heat on me. Why do you hire me?
Because I happen to like the fact... Look it, I like money, and for some reason your show makes money. It ain't funny to me. People listen to it, though. That's all I care about. But I gotta keep an eye on you. That's why I've got the retard there with his hand on the hotline.
Man, I'm telling you, it's humiliating.
Oh, well, put your hurt feelings aside and just understand it's business. No more talk about dead babies looking like swimming buoys.
I never, ever said that.
What do you think, bud?
Are we going to check with him again?
Yeah, I think he's right, Mr. Iron here. I keep a special notepad here and stuff he say.
Good. All right, carry on.
Carry on.
Goodbye.
Just, you better watch out.
You know, we're alone, bud.
What's that mean?
I mean, we're alone. There's no one here. No one here to see me strangle you.
What do you mean?
I mean, Chris is in the other room right now. Mark's out getting some coffee. I could kill you right now with my bare hands. Who's going to know? People on the listen to the radio think it's just a bit.
Everybody, if you're listening right now, it's not a bit.
How do you like that, huh?
It's not a bit.
We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Got a flashback by request in just a moment. Earl Pant's Car Talk will be coming up. Mark Blocky, Democrats for Truth. Margaret Gray, our special guest in the next hour, and Dean Wheeler in our third hour tonight on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Is this the show that I'm listening to right now?
It's the Phil Henry Show?
Yes, sir. Was this the program that had a sketch a moment ago? I guess it was a sketch of something. I don't know. I just tuned in to about a man, I guess, was being strangled or something.
Yes, sir.
I don't ordinarily listen to your program, but I do listen to this station religiously, and I tuned in to hear some intelligent talk, and I'm not sure I know or understand what the premise of your program is, but I'm a little bit offended that after a hard day of work,
yes, sir,
I am subjected to this nonsense. Now, I listen to the talk programming.
Let me finish, please.
Let me finish. You know, I'm the caller. I'm the caller. After a hard day of work,
yeah,
I want to turn on the talk programming and hear some intelligent talk about news and so forth. And I'm not. I don't need my intelligence insulted. And I'm not clear why they have you on this station, but I will no longer listen to this station as long as you're on the air.
Well, all right, that's your choice.
So I will no longer listen to this radio station as long as you're on the air.
All right, sir, that's your choice.
Well, I'm accustomed to having people try to talk me out of it.
I'm not going to talk you out of anything.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to talk you out of anything. If you don't like the show, don't listen to it.
I'm very offended by your attitude. Why aren't you... I'm the caller, and I'm the listener. I'm the one that pays the bills.
Well, you're one listener. You don't pay all of my bills.
I am not used to having a talk radio programming host not want me to stay listening to his show, and I would like to know...
Just hang up.
Excuse me?
Just hang up and stop listening. I don't want you listening now. I don't even like you. Just...
I don't understand why you're not trying to get me to... Okay, great. Then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call up the program director of the radio station and the general manager, and I happen to know Bruce Severino very well, and I will tell them that I'm very unhappy and ask them to remove your show.
I don't care.
Excuse me?
I said I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I don't.
You don't care whether you have a job or not?
It's not. I'm not going to lose my job because one caller calls and bitches about something.
Did you just use the word bitch?
Yes, I did. Yeah, as in complain.
Well, okay, now you've really pushed some buttons with me, mister. And I'll tell you this right now. I don't come home from a hard day of work and...
Blah, blah, blah. I don't come home from a hard day of work, yeah.
So now you want to smart mouth me.
Why don't you just hang up, turn the radio off, go to another station, bug off.
Bug off, huh?
Bug, yeah, get out of here.
No.
I said to hang up.
I will not hang up. I want to be heard. I don't go and I listen.
I don't come home from the hang and then the talk programming. And I want to listen to news and you're not doing it.
So now you're mocking me. Is that what you're doing? Are you mocking me?
Yes.
Just give me a straight answer. Are you mocking me?
Yes, I am.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I'm mocking you.
Look, when I want a straight answer,
I'm mocking you. I'm making fun of you. I don't like you. I hate you. Hang up and leave. Don't ever listen to my show again.
So you don't want me to listen again?
Yes! How many times I gotta say this?
All right, could I get a t-shirt before I...
Get this guy out of here. Time now for our flashback, Phil Henry Show. Phil, this is by request from Rex in Costa Mesa. Rex. Anyway, Phil, I love your show. I've gotten a lot of people from my office hooked on it as well. I've just purchased a backstage pass to your website. I also plan on purchasing all of your CDs. You didn't have to say all of that, Rex. I would have played your flashback anyway. But anyway, he says, I'm looking for one show in particular. I can't remember the character's name. It was a male character who was upset that Kobe Bryant was getting so much publicity from his rape trial. The character was boasting about an episode he had with a guy in a wheelchair. Thanks. Keep up the good work, Rex. Here it is. This is Bob Green, who was complaining that since Kobe Bryant got all this publicity for raping a woman, why couldn't he get publicity? It was Steve Bozell who sexually assaulted a guy in a wheelchair. Here it is, our flashback by request.
Yeah, hey, you're clueless. My mom's in a wheelchair. We're big sports fans. And when we go to the games, we sit where they tell us to sit. If I want to sit courtside with my mom at a Sonics game, I can't, because those seats aren't available. I have to sit in the limited wheelchair seats. I can't sit in the upper level because there's no access.
No, I don't have
a wheelchair to get to the upper levels. I have to sit where they tell me. And I don't get a discount. I pay $50 a seat at a Mariners game at the wheelchair seat, the same price that the guy in front of me pays.
But the concourse seats, hold on, the concourse seats at the Staples Center are sweet. These seats are $200. I mean, they're sweet.
Well, do you know exactly how much that person in the wheelchair paid for their seat, or you're just assuming that he gets a discount because he eats hot dogs out of the package?
Well, the guy's got to get some kind of a
discount. Do you know how much he paid for his seat?
Look, If the guy gets in before anybody else, don't you think he's going to get some kind of a cripple's discount or something?
Do you know how much he paid for
a seat? Cripple's
Did he
discount?
Pay less for a seat? If I have a four-year-old kid who eats pudding and hot dogs and likes pony rides, and I pay him to the game, and he makes an idiot out of himself sitting courtside,
that's a good point.
Isn't that my right to bring my little kid who's immature and stupid and sit courtside if I pay for the seat?
I think it's a sad commentary that a great sports fan has to sit up so high that he gets a hernia.
What do you mean?
Or
the
an aneurysm.
Sports fans and, sit up high.
And your kid who's eating pudding
side seats, and they go and they sit up high. Those are the true sports fans. You're telling me the guy in the upper level cheering his ass off is a bad sports fan?
No, I'm saying it's a shame. It's a shame that a good sports fan has to have a brain aneurysm sitting so high up in the seats, and your kid sucking pudding getting a $300 seat.
What's the elevation at the Staples Center? What? The top seat is what, maybe 500 feet? You don't get thin air till you're thousands of feet.
Are you telling me that Jack Nicholson is...
You don't get nosebleeds from sitting at the top of the Staples Center down at sea level.
Well, you tell that to the gentleman that I was sitting next to last season who suddenly had a heart attack.
Oh,
well, that's
he had
not
a heart attack because he was sitting... any skyscraper, any building in L.A. is higher elevation than the top seat of the Staples Center.
That's what the Jerry Lewis telethon does, Mr. Hendry. It empowers
Jerry
guys
Lewis
like this.
Jerry Lewis has no
it gives
effect on any of this.
People $200
You're
seats
insane.
At Laker games, and I think the public should know that.
What the hell does Jerry Lewis have to do with any of this?
I said what I was going to say. I'm not saying that your mother isn't entitled to sit at a basketball game, but then you bring up your three-year-old kid who's eating pudding and tying balloons around his thing, and I'm
yeah,
the
and that's my right. If I want to pay $1,000 to sit courtside with my four-year-old
if
son,
I'm, if I could jump
my
in,
right to.
If I could jump in, it sounds to me, Mr. Green, like you think really good sports fans should have the really good seats, and people that don't quite get the game or who are perhaps more passive fans should sit in the worst seats.
I think that that's ultimately what we're looking for. Right now, though, we're starting with these people that are slobbering on their shirts and all of that. Get them out of there.
Oh, my God. I got it all wrong. Can I see the email again, Mark? That was a good one. That was Bob Green talking about, well, it's exactly what the listener wanted. It was, you know what? You got the wrong flashback, man. It's still funny, yeah. See, this guy, Rex, was referring to Kobe Bryant getting publicity for his assault on a woman, or alleged assault on a woman. This guy wanted to hear the one, I think it was Steve Bozell. You're right, Chris. Sorry for yelling at you, Chris. And
Mark screwed it up.
Nobody's talking to you. I'm surprised you can still talk after I throttled your windpipe. That this guy had sexually assaulted a dude in the wheelchair and didn't get any publicity. This one, however, is Bob Green complaining about what? There was a wheelchair guy in front of him. And he didn't dig the fact that there was some kid in front of him eating pudding and hot dogs out of the wrapper without a bun. Good God. All right, anyway, that's our flashback request. Rex, if we got it wrong, email us back and we'll ignore it. All right. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Gary Snail's computer show is coming up. Colonel Buck Negro, Bob Bakian, all kinds of people on the program tonight, including, I think, maybe a visit from Hal and Viola. Margaret Gray is joining us, and there will also be Dean Wheeler. Did I hear it right that the Democrats are boycotting? Are these members of government? Are these representatives? Are these our representatives that are boycotting? You got to look that up. I mean, that's not cool. Look, whoever won. I say, like a guy, because he's in Congress, he's not going to go. Anyway, I'm not going. Somebody invited me. Someone had a ticket. They said, you want to go to the inauguration? I said, it's in Washington? Yeah. I said, that's kind of far away from where I am. Anyway, I want to tell you guys about one other thing, and then we'll move on. And that is that I've got a digital camera these days. It's one of these new little Canons that can actually take videos as well as still pictures. And I was given this by our guys up at Interactive Media because they want me to record, you know, my life and things that I, just stuff I see. So I'm going to be taking pictures. I don't know how good they're going to be. And then we'll stick them up on the website, you know, the next day. It might be about something I talked about, for instance, or it might not. It might be just some weird thing that I saw. Now, I'm going to go to the website because I was using the camera today, and I was taking pictures of traffic. And there it is. It's up on the website right now. Look, at I was in a really big line of traffic today, and that picture that I picked it out for Doug, but it doesn't look like I'm in very much traffic. However, you'll notice a very rural location. I'm stuck in traffic on the 101, and I'm still like 40 miles away from town. That's why it's rural. I'm in a traffic jam in the middle of, like, dairy farm country. Anyway, it's on our website homepage. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hi, everybody. This is Earl Pants, and welcome to Car Talk. And tonight on our program, we're going to be talking about something I know a lot of people are concerned with. Do you know if your folks are too old to drive? A lot of us who've got elderly parents worry about our parents getting out there and driving. It's a dangerous world, and that's why I'm going to step out here into the evening traffic here in the Los Angeles area. And I'm with me is my mother, and this is Veronica, and Veronica... great mom, and she's going to be here and driving in your Buick. Isn't that right, Mom?
Well, I don't think so. Your father is going to be coming home from work.
Mom, Dad's been dead. Hold on for a minute, folks. Dad's been dead for 20 years.
All right.
We're going to drive. We're going to drive with my mom now here. And, Mom, this is your old Buick, huh? So your 63 Skylark?
Uh-huh. Your father is going to be very angry.
Mom, Dad's dead. Dead. He's dead. And there's nothing you can do or say to bring him back. All right, let's just get in the car, Mom. Let's go to the grocery store. Grocery store?
Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. Let's go to the grocery store. Come on, let's go. Start the car up here. Here we go. Now, you know... red light. Red light. Red light!
Why are you yelling at me?
We're going on over here to Gelson's to get ourselves something to eat. Mom, that was a red light. You just went right through the red light. You understand what I'm saying?
What happened to the coat that I brought back from the cleaners for you?
Look at the traffic! Look at the traffic! Now, that's a construction site you're coming up on, so be careful. God!
Why are you yelling?
Do you understand what you're doing? Do you understand? Stop the car!
No, I've got... your father wants dinner tonight.
But Dad's been dead for 20 years. I'm sorry.
You are always emotional, aren't you?
Will you please... we're on the air right now, Mom. You're going to kill somebody. Please. Now, Gelson's is up here on the right.
Why is your shirt dirty? Why do you wear a dirty shirt?
Gelson's is up on the right. My shirt is not dirty. Gelson's is up on the right. It's on the right. You just missed it. That's great.
Why is your shirt dirty?
My shirt isn't dirty. It's clean.
Well, why do you smell? You have an odor.
Look, Mom. Red light, red light, red light, red light, red light! Red light!
Do you bathe? Are you bathing?
Yes, I'm bathing. Will you what? Folks, this is Earl Pants Car Talk. If you just joined, excuse me for raising my voice. I'm with my mother. And we're trying to... it's a cop car, for God's sake! You know how close you came to that.
You know that your uncle had an odor problem, and it was his glands. You know that?
What about the... I don't smell. Cop car, cop car, cop car, cop car!
Did you want to take swimming lessons this summer?
Mom, I'm 41... Oh, man, that was close. That was a woman... a baby carriage and another old lady, just like you.
Anyway, your uncle had a smell to him that reminded a lot of people of a human carcass in a garage. Are you using powder on your feet, honey?
My feet smell fine. Oh.
Well, what, Did you see what he did? He cut right out in front of me.
That was a red light for you and a green light for him. That's a construction site coming up on the right. That's a construction site that you're heading right for.
The odor that comes off of you would like to make a dead man walk. You know what? You smelled like peppermint once when you were a little boy, but that's because you were diabetic, and we cured that. And
that's a construction site!
I think you really ought to bathe a little more.
No, get out of here.
You got a stink coming off of you.
Earl Pence Car Talk, brought to you by the guys at Ace Auto Parts.
That you've been seeing.
Got a stench on you, like to make a buzzard knock off a stench wagon.
I know that I should leave.
Wow, poor Earl, man. Get a load of that. Mother is trying to, you know that your folks are too old, man, if they're talking to you about how you smell instead of paying attention as to whether there's like an old lady in a baby stroller in the crosswalk coming up. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go over to Jeff Dowder. Jeff, what's up with the surf this way? Ladies and gentlemen, you should know that there is apparently a Japanese swell. Is that it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, first of all, great show that you're having it. I feel, just want to let you know, I'm enjoying it a lot. I don't think you should be upset about it. The Catholic. Yeah, the Catholic material you did on the show last night, it's good. Okay, there is dew on the Southern California coast, and a lot of people, I think it's very important for a lot of people, because all over America people surf. Some very, very sweet surfing spots in Florida, called Jupiter's Inlet is legendary, North Carolina, South Carolina coast. And even in the Gulf, when there's a large storm system coming in, you'll find people getting out there, and it can be a little bit gnarly at times. But what I want to tell you about is there's a large swell coming in, and it's coming in from Japan. And
well, the waves are supposed to be what, 60 feet? Not 60 yet.
No, about 12, 14 foot. Maybe as high as 60, not 60, 15 foot.
Okay.
And it's coming in from Japan. Now, hold on for a minute. Now, the thing is...
What was that, man?
What?
You know what I'm talking about, dude.
I'm a Christian, okay? And that, so it doesn't matter, okay? I'm a Christian. So it doesn't matter.
That you're smoking weed?
Excuse me, but I'm a Christian, and it's consistent with the teachings of... of Jesus and everything. So
it is, huh?
Yeah, it's nothing that's... I'm a Christian. I'm more of Coptic Christian. Coptic Christian, okay? Okay, so the swell what's coming in is...
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be condescending to me.
Just tell me why we got a big swell coming in.
I got your swell.
Just tell me.
Okay. In Japan right now, the art of cliff diving has come back into vogue. I don't know if you're aware of Toshiro Mifune, who's a tremendous Japanese actor. He's a very big cliff diver. It's a sport in Japan. Some cliffs on Yamahura Island that are significant. There's also some pretty gnarly-looking cliffs over on the other side of the Japanese island of Himari. Cliff diving has become so popular, people are diving in and hitting the water, and there's a lot of Japanese hitting the water over there right about now. And I was called a friend of mine over there who composes music for video games. So if you know him, Kenji Yohama.
No, I don't know him.
Okay, well, he told me, man, there's a lot of Japs hitting the... Well, you'd say Japs. There's a lot of my people are hitting the water now, so you may be getting some of the residual effect. Now, what's happening is...
Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me there's so many people cliff diving over there, it's causing, what, a ripple or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, what happens is that there is...
That's nuts.
Excuse me, but I heard from Kenji Yohama... Okay, so in other words, your kid... Ask your kids who he is. He composes some of the top music for video games in Japan. There's a lot of... He said to me, there's a lot of nips hitting the water, man. Pretty soon the swell will be coming over, okay? And what it mean?
What do you mean a lot of nips hitting the water? What is it? Is this guy Japanese?
Yeah.
Then what's he referring to his own people as nips?
You know, man, you're really harsh. Hold on.
Will you quit hitting that bong?
Dude, you're really harshing up the buzz here that I've got. I mean, I was all chilled. I was ready to talk with you about this. You know, hold on, man. I mean, as long as you're harshing my buzz, I'm going to have to keep doing bong hits. If you want to chill it out, then I'll not do more than a couple of more.
Oh, okay, man. Well, I'll be very cool. That means that you'll only do a couple of more hits on, what is that stuff, rosin-intensive strawberry kush freaking stoned after a half a pop?
God, man, you don't have no trust. First of all,
just finish. Okay, so in other words, the Japanese are cliff diving. They're hitting the water. That causes the splash, which creates a ripple.
Yeah, which creates a ripple, which then turns into a larger ripple, which is called, technically, because this swell that's coming in from Japan, there's going to be a lot of surfers up, especially the Ventura Coast, because that's the westward facing, so westward facing beaches. Okay, and this swell that's coming in from Japan is the swell, but it starts out as a ripple, then it becomes a riplet. Excuse me. Dude, have you got that pipe cleaner, man? Then it becomes, hold on for a minute. That's better.
That's what when you cough, man, they take another hit, it'll clear it up.
Anyway, man, then it becomes a riplet, then it becomes a larger riplet, which is like a half wave, which is called a have, and then
goodbye.
Well, no, I'm just telling.
All right, so there it is, man. It's a whole lot of nips hitting the water. That's why we got a 16-foot swell coming in this weekend. A ripple becomes a riplet, then a half wave, which is a have. How much dope has that guy been smoking since the time he got off work until now? What, dude?
I just want to say, imagine if you would, every single Japan person's jumping off a cliff into the ocean. It would be 1 billion. I'd say something right now, man. My friend Toby Boat says, it'd be like, that's a billion Mr. Spock haircuts getting wet. That's a billion combs that are going to be very busy, dude. And so that's a big riplet.
Yeah, that's a big riplet.
Or a wave, and that becomes a full-on wave, then it becomes, you know.
When's it become a tsunami?
Well, before it's a tsunami, it's technically a nami, but there's no.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it ain't a tsunami, man. It's just a swell. 1-800. That's a whole lot of Mr. Spock haircuts hitting the water. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Take a phone call. Hal, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. I got a bar or something. Is that a bar? Oh, my Lord. I don't know where we are. Was that the bar? I guess it was. 1-800-449-8686. I'll tell you why I'm worried, bud, and why I'm looking worried.
Why?
That was David Hall's cell phone. And it's not turned off.
Well, put it back up. You hear somebody he's talking about.
No, I don't want to do that. The guy's sitting in a bar someplace. Okay, and that's just like not, it's intrusive.
It's not intrusive. Put it back up. Come on.
I don't want to do it. We got a phone call?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of phone calls, but I want to hear, is he drinking?
I don't want, his cell phone's still on, and he sounds like he's in some saloon someplace. He's probably supposed to be home with his wife and his kids. I don't want to, no, it's too intrusive, man.
I think it'd be so much fun listening to him, probably hitting on a stripper and everything, and then he'd probably pay her for a lap dance or something. We could hear it all.
No, won't do it. All right, let me get to Hal. Is this Hal?
Yeah, Phil, Hal Levalier, how are you? I was listening to the young man who's mentally deficient, the mentally retarded young man talking about, that's very intrusive. That's very, I agree with you, Phil.
Well, I don't think you should. You know, the man's left his cell phone on. Somebody should call him and tell him the phone's on, and he's still. Why don't we hang up on him, bud?
I don't want to.
Hang up on him.
I think it's very true. Listen, Phil, I'm calling. We love your program.
I appreciate that.
And my wife, Viola, is here. Here you tell.
Hello, Phil. It's Viola Levalier.
Hi, hon. How are you?
I'm fine. We're on our way to Laughlin. We wanted to call you and ask you a question. First of all, we love your program so much, and we tell all of our friends, and we have everyone over at Cactus Horizons, where we live in Rancho Mirage, listening to you. And
well, that's great. So that's a whole lot of, what, 85-year-old people?
Well, we're a retirement community, yes, but we enjoy your program so very much, and we've got all of the people at the sanatorium listening.
So that's another, what, 150 people who are 90?
That's right. And then we also have everyone who works, you know, volunteering at the flower show.
So that's a lot of old women around 75.
That's right. So we're really working on those upper demos for you. And I went, what do you mean? I'm telling you now.
She won't get to the point, Phil. Listen, the reason why we're calling is because we were curious about you telling.
Well, one of you guys, please take the phone.
Phil, fly the airplane, Hal. Just fly the airplane.
Don't tell me what to do.
Fly the airplane. Phil, we were watching the Martin Luther King celebrations on television, and we had a question for you, because you're very intelligent. You seem very well informed.
Well, thank you.
And you always say, oh, my God.
Well, we're stalling. We're stalling. God! Did you load it up on gasoline, or what did you do? Are you using that peanut oil again?
Well, it sounded like it just cut out in midair.
Yeah.
Why can I gas it up? You turned off the ignition.
Oh. Well,
look, I got to take a break now.
Well, we just wanted to know why there were so many black people at the Martin Luther King inauguration.
Why what?
Why were there... You tell it.
Why were there so many black people at the Martin Luther King?
Because he was black.
He says because he was black. Who? Martin Luther King.
Was black?
Yeah.
I don't... Why, how do you know that?
Because I saw his picture.
Well, it was difficult to tell back then, you know, because of the fact that there was black and white television sets. So I don't know what...
Get out of here, both of you. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we have Margaret Gray from Washington, D.C., her thoughts and views on the inauguration tomorrow. Margaret was a big John Kerry supporter. We have Dean Wheeler, also a John Kerry supporter, and his feeling about the inauguration. Let's go to the phones. R.C., hi.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, great show as always. I wanted to bring to your attention something I was reading today about not just Hollywood, but fashion design in the 1950s. Were you aware of the fact that there was a famous fashion designer, a costume person, in the 50s by the name of Edith Head? Was you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
See, that can go either way, can it?
About what?
Well, is that okay to talk about it, or...
Why? I mean, her name was Edith Head.
Well, see, that's iffy.
What a jackass.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.